Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So I promise I won't sing, but you know these lyrics. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, right? From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. What if the song instead was from North Dakota to the Texas fences? Or from the New York Island to the razor wire of Arizona. I mean, that's
not
where
really
we're getting.
Very catchy.
That's where we're getting. I mean, the immigration fence idea, which is what I'm referring to, the Texas fences or the wire fences along the border in Arizona. The immigration fence idea has become a practical sounding solution to an immigration problem that nobody is singing about these days. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has signed a pledge as part of her campaign urging the completion of an immigration fence on the southern border by 2013. The U.S. has already spent billions on the partially completed and virtual fence.
This last Saturday, I was the very first candidate that signed a pledge that said that by a date certain, I will build a double-walled fence with a area of security neutrality in between. I will build that because this is what we know. This is an economics issue and a jobs issue.
You're saying you'll build a fence along the entire border.
I will build it on the entire border.
That's Michelle Bachmann, of course, speaking at the Las Vegas debate earlier this week. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain, also a candidate, of course, he also supports a full border fence. Listen to this.
Yes, I believe we should secure the border for real, and it would be a combination of a fence, technology, as well as possibly boots on the ground for some of the more dangerous areas.
So that's Cain and Bachmann. Of the nine candidates for the GOP nomination, only two say they think the fence is a questionable idea. That would be Congressman Ron Paul and Texas Governor Rick Perry. So, Donna Wiesner, good morning. Donna Wiesner-Keen has worked in the Reagan administration and in both Bush administrations. How did this fence idea get so central in the GOP debate? And Donna, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think I'm more like Ron Paul or Rick Perry, but I am from South Texas. So I think the people that are on the ground, including the Border Patrol and the people that live near the area and the border, are the ones we should actually listen to. Try a fence from Maine to Michigan. Maybe the people in New England ought to have a say in that.
Donna Wiesner-Keen is now the Washington liaison for the TeaParty.net. She recently wrote an article entitled The Conservative Case Against a Border Fence. Hold on there for a second, Donna. Chief Bill Carter, are you there?
Good morning, John.
Yeah, Bill Carter, welcome back to the program. He's a retired 30-year veteran of the U.S. Border Patrol, third generation to work for the agency. So Michelle Bachmann says she signed a pledge to complete a fence by 2013. And what goes off in your head, Chief Carter?
Goes off in my head is Herman Cain. I think he's closer than Ms. Bachmann is, for sure. My interest is not necessarily building a fence. My interest is securing our borders. And Mr. Cain suggests several ways to accomplish that. Fencing technology, he says boots on the ground. You know, we have 22,000 Border Patrol agents now. What he didn't mention, however, were employer sanctions and the return of the Border Patrol to the interior of the United States. We haven't had any Border Patrol presence in the interior since 95 or 96. And so if an individual is successful in penetrating the borders, whether it be the Canadian border or the southern border, they get to the interior, they're pretty well home free.
All right, so Bill, let me see if I understand this.
Sure.
You say the whole fence idea is kind of the cart before the horse. So do the fence after you've done the other stuff, if at all.
Not necessarily. No, we don't need a fence. Let's take what we've already got. We do have fences at specific strategic locations on the southern border. And we've also got mountains and rivers that would take the place of that fence. Let's leave the fence in place, but let's enhance and advance the technology. Low-light level television cameras, unattended ground sensors, things of that nature. Drones is another example. But we have to mix all this stuff together. I'm satisfied, at least I hope, that Headquarters Border Patrol in Washington, D.C. has developed a strategic plan. And that plan includes all that stuff. I'm hoping that that our leaders in Washington don't succumb to the political pressures and do what's best And I would go one step further than Donna, and that is I would include our Border Patrol agents on the ground there in central Texas and all along the border from California to Texas and see what they think, see what they have to say. Pay close attention to those men and women that are doing this job every single day.
Well, we're paying close attention to a retired 30-year veteran of the U.S. Border Patrol. That's Chief Bill Carter. So, Donna Wiesner-Keene, do you agree with Bill Carter here? Or do you think he overemphasizes the fence idea? And politically, what's the cost of focusing on the fence, do you think?
Well, we've already spent $6.7 billion on a fence that only covers 600 miles of a 2,000-mile border to Mexico. So if you multiply that times three, and then Michelle Bachmann wants to build it twice with a space in between, you're talking a lot of money. So what's the rough on that? $40 billion. I don't think we need a fence. I don't think we necessarily need a lot more than what we've got. Most of the parts of the fence that we have now are silly. People just climb the 20 feet up and go over anyway. It really came from an idea of, say, the Great Wall of China, except our fence is ugly and theirs is a tourist trap. So what we really need is to look at our benefits, look at why people are coming over, look at our education system and find out why we're not training people for the jobs that exist, and why people say in the farms in Central California need workers and they get illegal workers because Americans won't take those jobs. Look at technology.
Hey, Donna, you know, those sound like great ideas, but there's nothing catchier than saying we're going to put up a wall.
You got it. It's a political thing rather than anything that solves the immigration problem or the labor force problem, which is what brings us an immigration problem.
Chief Carter, you know, you're really, you know, boots on the ground practical here about all this. What are you hearing in the GOP debate? Anything that sounds like it would be seriously addressing the immigration problem as you see it?
The closest thing is Herman Cain, as far as I'm concerned.
But Herman Cain started about an electrified fence. He made a joke about it'll kill you the other day. I mean,
you know what? And I thank you for raising that, because that's a bit extreme, and I wouldn't support that in any way, shape, or form. You know, one of the things that Donna just mentioned is that they go over this 20-foot fence, and she's exactly right. In addition to that, they go around it. And I, for fear of repeating myself, you know, I support... And I believe the Border Patrol program supports a combination of things to secure our borders. And one thing that we haven't discussed, I mentioned the northern border. You know what? If we build a fence, we're catching 400,000, making 400,000 apprehensions a year now, compared to in 1999 where there were 1.6 million apps. Somebody is doing something right. However, those individuals at one end of the United States are going to do that. And if a fence were built from San Diego to Brownsville, we need to then consider what's going to happen on the northern border in Canada, because we are not going to prevent these individuals from entering the United States as long as there are opportunities here for them when they arrive.
I mean, I guess then we really do have to change the lyrics of the song. Or instead of give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the American credo becomes give us your fence jumpers, your ladder climbers. I mean, are we leaving something behind by focusing so much on closing our borders, Chief Carter, and then Donna, before we go?
Well, there's one thing to consider about the fence. You know, we need to leave that fence in place, because what it allows is that when I mentioned these individuals come around the fence, our Border Patrol agents are smart enough to recognize that if they don't go over the top, they're going to go around. So if they go around, our agents are there, boots on the ground.
All right.
And they are making the arrest, taking them into custody, and doing what's necessary to accomplish their mission.
Let's that's Chief Bill Carter, retired 30-year veteran of the U.S. Border Patrol. You get the last word, Donna Wiesner-Keene.
Few people actually go across the fence and walk the border. There are tunnels underneath it. They come in cars. They overstay their work visas. They overstay their student visas. The fence is just a small part of the immigration problem that we have.
Donna Wiesner-Keene, thanks so much. She's Washington liaison for the TeaParty.net, author of an article entitled The Conservative Case Against a Border Fence. Thanks for that conversation, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to get your thoughts on this. Joe on Facebook writes, fences don't make for good neighbors. Look at the Middle East. What do you think? Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can always post at our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.